And we welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking to the relatively new Tuolumne County Health Officer, Dr. Kimberly Freeman, who's joining us on this weekend show. During the first segment, she talked a lot about her background and now stepping into this new position. Also talked a little bit about the latest when it comes to the COVID pandemic. Dr. Freeman, next thing I want to ask you about, you mentioned a little bit during the first segment that you were concerned about opioid use in Tuolumne County. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that topic?
So opioids in Tuolumne County have been a big problem for a long time, as they are in a lot of rural counties in California. Our county actually has the worst statistics regarding the number of opioids prescribed, the amount of milligrams prescribed, co-prescribed benzodiazepines, all of which are dangerous compared to any other counties in the state. As of 2020 data, unfortunately, data lags a bit. This is actually still quite improved. We've decreased prescriptions by 2/3, yet we're still the worst in the state. We've decreased 2/3 since 2010. So the problem gets exacerbated when there's issues such as the pharmacy not being able to dispense. The vendors have rules about how much they can send any given county, which has a lot of variables to it that providers and myself, we're not all aware of, not even the pharmacies. There's a certain ratio of opioids to other prescriptions versus how much your population of your county is. So when we have the highest prescribing rate, it's not surprising that a pharmacy not being able to dispense would impact the community quite negatively. As far as what to do, we're working on how to educate the providers and the public. There are a lot of alternative means of pain control, which we would like people to recognize and embrace. It's a big topic, and it's hard to get to the root of all of it briefly. I will be giving a report to the Board of Supervisors next month to further elaborate on it. Does that answer your question?
Great answers to my questions. Yes. You know, you mentioned there are alternatives to opioid uses. Can you explain a little bit about what some of those alternatives could be?
There are a lot of things that can help ease pain, starting from just simply diet. There are things that we, especially Western diet, tends to have high inflammatory foods, which exacerbate pain. Just changing the diet can alone help increase vitality, increase function, and decrease pain quite a lot. There are several other modalities to help with pain, such as physical therapy, acupuncture, yoga, functional movement, Tai Chi. There's a bunch of things that are not really mainstream but can be very, very helpful and impactful to pain. There are also alternative medications that are opioid, namely buprenorphine, but are not as dangerous as the traditional opioids that can be used to help with pain.
You know, having the highest rate in Tuolumne County, do you know, is it common with rural areas that they have a higher rate than opposed to the urban areas, or do you have any other type of data?
It is more common in the rural areas than in the urban areas. A number to throw out there would be that in 2020, we, Tuolumne County, had prescribed in our county 880 morphine milligram equivalents per resident per year. So what that means is the equivalent of 880 milligrams of morphine was prescribed per person per 54,000 people. So that's about 88 Norco 10s, for instance, per person. The next closest county was Trinity at about 780. Calaveras was under that at 720 or 30, I believe. So the top three were all rural counties, and two of which in the same region. This was quite an improvement from 2010, when we had about 2,500 morphine milligram equivalents prescribed per person. California's state average is around 300. So we're more than twice as bad as the state average.
You know, being that high, what are kind of the negative domino effects of using that drug?
Well, the biggest problem with opioids is that it is dangerous, and especially with the current problem with fentanyl getting into not only counterfeit pills, but just into the illicit drugs, people who take medication just to avoid withdrawal now, not even necessarily to help with pain, are getting the counterfeit medications and it's killing them. So that's the biggest impact. Our overdoses have tripled in in Tuolumne County from the early data of 2021, still not finalized. So that's concerning. Otherwise, being dependent on a medication that is sedating causes dependence, can cause impairment with driving, and all kinds of other negative issues can significantly impact health.
And as you mentioned, if anybody wants more information on that topic, you'll be at the Board of Supervisors next month giving a presentation.
July 19th, yes.
July 19th, okay.
I also would encourage, there is a local opioid coalition, the Red Feather Opioid Coalition. RedFeatherOpioidCoalition.org is a great website that can link providers, people who care about people, everybody up with the current resources available in our county.
Good to know. You know, I also want to ask you a little bit about, we're hearing a little bit in the news about monkeypox. What the heck is monkeypox?
Monkeypox is another virus. It is in the category of orthopox viruses, comes out of Africa, got the name monkeypox in the mid-1900s because it was found amongst a group of monkeys, I believe is the story, in a lab. And it is a virus that causes a rash and a prodrome similar to other pox viruses, such as smallpox, for instance, and even like chickenpox. The rash has little bumps called vesicles that can turn into pustules. And a lot of times there is a prodrome of a fever or a headache or just feeling fatigued. In this particular situation where monkeypox is going around the world right now, the prodrome is much, much less common. A lot of people are having their initial symptoms as the rash. The disease is coming from a part of Africa initially that is much less virulent, so it's not causing a lot of death. But it does stay, it's infectious as long as the person has the rash until it crests over and falls off. So it can be infectious for up to 21 days, so a long infectious period. Fortunately, it's not as infectious as, you know, our other friend COVID. For instance, considering being a close contact of COVID is within 15 minutes, relatively near a person with COVID. For monkeypox, also respiratory spread, it is 3 hours as a close contact definition. So it takes quite a while being around somebody to be considered close contact and potentially get infected.
And no cases whatsoever detected yet in the Motherlode area?
Correct. Although we're ready.
ready if needed. So what are some of the other things that you as public health officer are keeping a close eye on?
Besides watching diseases, we are also looking at things that affect the community, such as toxic algal blooms. That is currently not in Tuolumne County, but we are watching it because it can be devastating. Algal blooms cause toxins in the water that can be harmful to dogs, humans, and they cannot be filtered out. So our hikers and backpackers could be significantly affected by them.
So is the key just public awareness if you do spot an algal bloom to let people know and avoid that area type of a thing?
So the waters are being tested periodically, frequently actually, to ensure that we don't have waterways with that. Yes, avoid any water that you feel is potentially dangerous and notify public health, but also to completely avoid any water that that you believe could be harmful.
Is that something you work with Tuolumne County Environmental Health on as well?
Yes, we do work on that. And if we do find anything, it will be advertised. We will post that information.
We need to take one more break. We're talking with Tuolumne County Health Officer Dr. Kimberly Freeman on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.